leading 14-7 over Eastmore.
Matteo Agresti has it teed up going right to left to start the second half, and we got to tell you that Miles Fleming is not wearing his shoulder pads. He's wearing a windbreaker right now, and it does not look like he's going to be playing at quarterback for Bishop Hartley here in the second half. Agresti has it teed up, and we are underway. We'll go over the stats as time permits early in the second half. Return's going to start from the one-yard line up across the 5, 10, 15 to the 20, 25 to the 30, right up the gut to the 36, and maybe all the way up to the 38-yard line before number 5, Napoleon Harris, is brought down. The other two players to watch for to see if they're coming back out is Savon Edwards for Eastmore, and also big number 24, the running back who shares time, is Tyrese Gray Sawyer.
Neither one is on the field, Randy.
Total offense, not that many yards in the first half. Hartley 95, 63 rushing, 32 passing. For Eastmore, 86 yards, 85 rushing, 1 yard passing. They had 7 first downs to 5 for the Hawks. 1 penalty for 5 yards for Eastmore. 4 for 50 for Hartley. 1 turnover, that was the interception at the end of the first half. First and 10, marked the ball from the 37-yard line. Laster's going to hand it off, and nothing there. The initial hit is made, but the running back gets away from that. I tell you what, who came shooting through there, but he didn't finish on the play. It was Walter Carricker. He hit him back at the 30-yard line. He bounced off of Carricker and still got back near the line of scrimmage.
That should have been a 7 or 8 yard loss. And Carricker had him. I mean, he bear hugged him. It wasn't like he just hit him. He bear hugged him, and somehow he got back to the line of scrimmage.
Edwards, 4 carries, 45 yards while he was in there. Grace Sawyer, 7 carries, 32 yards while he was in there. Laster was 1 of 5 passing for 1 yard, 4 carries, negative 9 yards. Sawyer, 2 carries for 24. January, 8 for 22. Cole, 2 carries for 12 and a touchdown. Fleming was 2 of 2 passing while he was in there, 32 yards and 2 carries for 6 yards. Second down and 10, handoff off the left side they go. They get it up to maybe the 39-yard line, and that's about it.
This third quarter is going to be really critical for Eastmore because they are into this stiff win. And if they can establish a ground game, which they have not been able to do, but if they can run the football, it's going to be tough to throw it into this win. And they can keep it close. The fourth quarter, they will have the win.
Harris gets it up to the 39-yard line. It's going to be third down and 8 from there. The Hawks defense trying to make a stand. Again, both teams playing shorthanded now with 1:15 gone in the second half. Wheeler to the bottom, Harris to the top, one back in the backfield, a wing to the bottom. Laster straight back to throw. Looking, has time, guns across the middle, pass incomplete. Cole on coverage of Micah Coleman at the 38-yard line. So Cole on Coleman, the pass incomplete, it'll be fourth down.
And Cole is limping. He twisted his left ankle. He was heading toward the sidelines and just rolled it right over. And he's a little ouchy back there right now. They cannot afford to lose anybody else.
And they're trying to signal to him to the sidelines, and he refuses to come off the field. And they're telling him, don't return it then. Just fair catch it. He's standing back at the 27-yard line trying to shake it off. Wheeler was off the field. Now he comes back on as Eastmore only had 10 guys on the field.
I don't think they can punt the ball that far. I mean,
into this win.
Yep. I think it's gonna drop like a rock.
Ansu gets the snap and
here it comes straight.
He goes up and it goes down.
Get away.
And they yell fire basically, and the ball hits at the 45 of the Hawks and dies right there. It had some momentum at midfield and then all of a sudden hit the wall of 16 wind.
16-yard punt, I think.
That was it with 10:20 left to go. The Hawks get it back, first and 10 now. And some fresh faces on offense. We'll see Ryan Huser probably back out there at quarterback. He comes back out with the pouch. He's got his hands warming behind his back right now. He'll run the show offensively.
Hartley needs to create some separation here in the third quarter because if Eastmore gets the wind and they're close, they're going to be able to throw the football at will. And that's what they want to do anyhow.
Cole's going to stay out there. He'll go wide at the top. Evans to the bottom.
He's kind of lined up in the neutral zone there.
Toss, sweep, Philip Cole, it's a short toss. He has to cover the ball, and does he find it or not? He tries to roll on it at the 39-yard line. The toss was a little short to him, and he's able to fall on it back at the 39-yard line. They'll lose 6 on the play. It'll be second down and 16.
Well, Philip Cole's so fast that he got so wide so quickly that they couldn't toss the ball to him.
Approaching 10 minutes left to go.
And the wind knocked that ball down. And it was kind of funny because when he tossed it, it was a spiral, and it just wobbled to the ground.
Sawyer and Anderson in the backfield. No Jalen January on this series. Huser under center. With Cole to the top. Evans to the bottom. Cole in motion. Gets the handoff in stride. Tries to cut it inside. There's nothing there. They wrap him up at the 38-yard line to the short side. He tried to turn the corner, and waiting for him there for Eastmore was number 32 to make the hit on the play, and that is Travis Clodfelter. So Clodfelter, the defensive end, makes the hit. A loss on the play. Back to around the 38-yard line.
this Eastmore defense really closes on the football well. They looked like a fire drill. Everybody was running toward the football, and they were getting there in a bad mood.
Under 9:20 left to go. Third quarter. Hartley leads 14-7. Both teams shorthanded now because of injuries in this contest. Back slightly offset from the eye. Evans in motion. Bottom to the top where Cole already is. Huser rolls to his right. Pressure from behind. Looks. Guns downfield. Pass overthrown at the 45-yard line. Had a man open. Pass just a little too strong on the play for Evans. It'll be fourth down for the Hawks.
You throw with the wind, that ball picks up steam. You throw into the wind, it drops like a rock.
So a punting situation for Thomas Mahan and company with 8:54 left to go.
Mahan is the punt for Hartley.
Huser to the sidelines.
Number three, Cameron Long.
And look who's there to talk to him. Miles Fleming.
Yep.
He's just talking to him along with Woody Underwood, assistant coach. Like Harris back deep at the 25-yard line. Mahan on a long count. Good snap. Rolls to his right into the pressure, actually. And a kick is high, and it's going to hit at the 35 and take a hawk bounce and then do a knuckleball move at the 32-yard line.
He almost kicked his own personal protector. Phillip Cole was backing up the block, and he almost got a foot right in the backside there. That was close to blocking your own punt.
30 yards on the punt, no return. First and 10 now for Eastmore, down 14-7 from the 32-yard line. 8:44 left to go in the third quarter. I got to really have to give a hats off to Scott Rex and Greg Sebaldi because we have no view of the clock for the scoreboard from where we are. We can only see 60 yards of the field, and they are helping us out as not only what they do on a regular basis as engineer and statistician, but spotters as well, too. First and 10 from the 32. Handoff goes around the left-hand side. Nothing inside, so bursting to the outside. And near the sidelines is Cameron Long. So Long found nothing around left tackle. Decided to bounce it outside and got a decent gain on the play. We'll see where they mark him out of bounds along the far side in front of the Warrior bench. Probably somewhere around the 38-yard line.
If this was Canadian football, he'd still be running because he'd have the extra width because he was down the sidelines and there was no Hawk in sight.
38 left to go. They're going to mark it at the 39, so it's a gain of 7 on the play. It'll be second down and a long 3 from there. Bishop Hartley leading Eastmore 14-7. The Hawks 9-2. Eastmore at 10-1.
What Eastmore wants to do here, they want to run as much clock off as they can while they're into the wind. And if they can run the football and get 3 or 4 first downs and shorten this quarter, they were going to be in this game to the very, very end.
Laster from the gun with a running back to either side hands it off, bouncing outside and getting up across the 45. The midfield stripe is Long. He's got a gain across midfield to the Hawk 49-yard line, and Cameron has enough for a Warrior first down.
And that was close to a touchdown saving tackle. He was cutting back when he got tripped up. There was one defender back on this half of the field, and that was it.
Gain of 12 on the play. Speaking of 12s, number 12, Jalen January goes in to play some defense with 8:29 left to go. Kirk Fried's going to check out. Wheeler to the bottom, Harris to the top. Two backs in the backfield now on a first and 10 from the 49 of Bishop Hartley for Eastmore. It's the best of the City League against the best of the CCL. Laster on a very vocal count, hands it off right up the middle to go inside the 45, churning, spinning all the way down to the 43-yard line before Evans seals the deal on Micah Coleman.
Right now, it seems like the Eastmore offensive line is getting a little mojo here. The running game is working. They're running a little misdirection, a little counterplay here, a little power play there, and they seem to be able to move the football. You're ahead of the sticks now. When it's second and 4, you can run the football, well, 3 more times if you want.
7:40 left to go in the third. That's an Eastmore offensive line now that has confidence and experience, Larry, because last year a lot of these guys played as juniors, but they were not experienced veterans that had seen sophomore playing time.
And
they
again,
were up in the JV.
They're not overly big, but they are very athletic.
Second and 4 after a gain of 6. They hand it off right up the middle. They go again inside the 40 down to the 36-yard line, pushing the pile, and they've got the first down. Count it for Eastmore as the handoff goes to the left hash, and they push the pile and get the first down as the handoff goes to Coleman and the tackle made on the play for Bishop Hartley by number 79, Neon Drake. Drake, an interesting story because when he talks about playing football, his dad played at Central State. He says he loves Hartley football because he loves to coach. Birchfield is a coach in faith. First and 10 from the 36-yard line. Kirkbride's going to readjust from the bottom defensively to the top. 7:08 left to go in the quarter. Laster with one back to his right, one behind him on this first down play. Going to hand it off, and Cameron Long will get it to the 35-yard line and maybe the 34, but they're going to mark his knee at the 35.
That's a big play for the Hartley defense because now it sets up second and eight, and it's not as easy to pick that up. And, you know, they've been second and three, second and four, second and three, all the way down this field. This is the best we've seen anybody move the ball consistently against Hartley all year.
Wheeler doesn't even rejoin the huddle. He stays way wide to the bottom of the formation. Meanwhile, Harris did join, and he's wide at the top now with 6:25 and ticking in the third. Hartley up 14-7. Blaster with one man in motion top to bottom. Going to get the handoff and try to turn the corner. And Long finds nothing there.
Uh-oh.
Comes back the other way, loses the football, tries to fall on it. Back at the 42-yard line. And I think he got it back. Cameron Long on the football back at the 42-yard line. Reversed his field. And was it the shuffle of the ball from one hand to the other?
I don't know whether it was that or the sleeves that he's wearing, but the ball just squirted loose. And I'm telling you, he was ready to cut back, and there was nobody left.
Loss of seven on the play with 5:50 left to go. It is going to be third down, and we'll call it just about 17 from back at the 42-yard line. Let's make it third and 16 now altogether as Kieron Anderson will check back in as a linebacker for the Hawks. Philip Cole's going to readjust to the top of the defensive set. Exiting the backfield now is Long. Blaster wants to throw. He goes back to his 49. Directs traffic, looks, guns downfield, throws it, and passes overthrown at the 30-yard line. Had a lot of time, but overthrew the intended receiver in Cameron Long.
Well, you're definitely going to punt this ball now because you probably can't punt it to the end zone, and you want Hartley to work on the longest possible field without their quarterback. It forces Hartley into the running game they don't want to have to be forced to do. They're good enough to do it.
5:20 left to go in the third quarter. Ansu standing back at his own 46-yard line. If you're a Hawk fan, it'd be a great time for a bad snap.
Or a block punt. Or both.
Snap, he's got it. Steps into it and gets it off. Turns it over, gets it to trickle inside the 15-yard line. So a perfect scenario for the Warriors as it's going to die right around the 13. It'll be first and 87 for the Hawks from there after that punt that just died. And the clock reads 5:11 left to go after that 29-yard punt.
Hartley needs to put points on the board in this quarter. As I'm telling you, these wideouts for Eastmore can fly, and you put the quarterback back there, you're one play away from tie ball game.
First and 10 for Huser and company from the 13-yard line. January will be the deep back, Sawyer the up back. Actually, got to readjust with an offset eye. January just 2 yards deeper than Sawyer. Mason's going to get the handoff and go nowhere. They just drilled him. Again, it's Lovelace. I mean, he has been through there so many times. He goes low because Lovelace is a guy that's not that big. So while everyone else is playing 6'3 or 6'4, he just undercuts everything.
He works two different techniques, an arm under and an arm over. And he is so cat quick that he just comes shooting out of his stance. And you just, it's hard to block him.
It'll be second down and 10 now from just past the 13-yard line.
I'm very impressed with this Eastmore front. Very athletic.
Toss, working his way outside. Jalen January's got it open. Jalen January, 25-30. Undercut at the 35-yard line, but is there a hanky on the field? There's a flag resting at the 34-yard line. And we'll see if we're coming back. They're going to take the flag from the 34 and mark it back to about the 25.
Yeah, the official threw the flag and it came back at him. Threw it into the wind.
4:26 left to go, and holding is the call. And again, we mentioned the scenario, too, with Miles Fleming out of this contest, it looks like, with a concussion protocol. And Evans on the other side, and Grace Sawyer. Edwards and Grace Sawyer out as well, too.
Yes, they were offside. We're doing offside.
So mark the ball inside the 15 to the 14. So it'll be second down there and a long eight with 4:24 and ticking in the third. Hartley up by a count of 14-7.
Now, Hartley's been known to repeat plays. You know what I mean? When they get a good play, they sometimes like to come right back with the same play.
Evans, the wide out, goes tight. Now wide, now tight again. Kirkbride is the tight end next to him. Philip Cole exits the backfield, now comes back. They're going to hand it off to Philip. Nothing to his right, and nowhere to go. Brought down back inside the 10-yard line. Great pressure on the play. Tried to turn the corner, and it was Harper who made the hit at the 10. As I used Larry's door to look out.
That's right. Suddenly, it's not such a bad idea.
Hi, neighbor. How are you?
I'm doing just fine.
250 make that 3:50 left to go in the third quarter. And the Hawks now facing a third down and long. It is third down and 12 from inside the 11-yard line for Bishop Hartley.
They don't want to make a mistake here. They can punt with the wind, and they can get decent field position out of this punt. A mistake here would be costly.
User from the gun. On the delay, hands it off. That's the play they tried with Jalen January that you talked about from a couple plays ago, but this time Eastmore stands him up inside the five-yard line. And January with no place to go and brought down. It'll be a fourth down situation now for the Hawks with 3 minutes left.
Right now, it looks like Eastmore on both sides of the line of scrimmage is dominating the trenches. And it's hard for me to say that watching this Hartley team as many years as we've watched them. But this is a very athletic front.
Difficult situation now for the punting team for Bishop Hartley as they're going to stand back in the end zone as Thomas Mahan's about 5 yards deep, has it, rugby rolls to his right, gets it off, and it's a line drive kick. It's going to be returned from the hot 42-yard line. Giving ground just a little bit is long. Long to
he's
the
got
40,
a wall.
35,
he's got
30,
a wall.
25, 20. Diagonally tries to cut it back, hits his own blocker into the side of the 15, to the 10, to the 5, cuts it back and takes it in for the touchdown. 42 yards for the score.
We've got a penalty.
But Cameron Long and company have a flag resting at the 25-yard line with 2:21 left to go, and we'll see if it's coming back.
A lot of the Hartley people thought that there should have been roughing the punter, but it was actually his own man that bumped into him. Again, he almost kicked his own personal protector.
Cameron Long with 3 returns for touchdowns so far on the campaign. And we'll wait for the call down in the field from Mark Kling. Picks up the football, and it's going to go against Eastmore. Personal foul on Eastmore. So chalk it up to the Warriors, and that's going to mark the ball back from the 25-yard line, the spot of the infraction. That's illegal. Blindside block that we've seen enforced the last couple of years for high school football.
They see it at all levels now. They call them defenseless. Never quite understood why they're defenseless. I guess if they're defenseless, maybe they shouldn't be pursuing.
That is only the second penalty against Eastmore so far tonight with 2:21 left to go. First and 10 from the 40-yard line of Bishop Hartley, though, for Harris to the top, Wheeler to the bottom, Wing to the bottom, also one man in the slot to the top, one back in the backfield, Laster. Going to hand it off on the counterplay. It goes to Coleman. Micah inside the 40 to the 35. Pushes the pile down to the 34-yard line. They fake the handoff on the play to number 23. There's Kylan Birchmore who's in there, and he's been forced to play a little bit more because of injuries. And with 2:10 left to go, instead they see a heavy dose of Coleman and Long now in that backfield, Larry, with the loss of Grace Sawyer and Edwards.
This game has just gotten interesting. Now we're down to 2 minutes. Below 2 minutes, and Eastmore has the ball driving into the wind. They're going to flip this field pretty soon.
Second and 4 from the Hawk 34-yard line. 143, 142, 141 left to go. One wide either side. Hawk showing blitz. Handoff it goes to the left side. And not a whole lot there as Coleman got it inside the 33 to the 32-yard line. So pick up a couple on the play. Under 90 ticks left to go in the third.
We're down to a third and 2. This is four down territory for sure.
One more stop.
Hartley fans saying one more stop, but actually you need 2 more stops.
They're going to need 2 more because they're not punting the ball from the 30-yard line. If they do, we've got a scoop.
Third and 2 from the 32. This time it is Harris to the bottom. Also in the slot to the bottom goes Long. Back to throw, Laster looking to his left. Pass is thrown low. Is it caught? Yes, it is. The pass is complete at the 29-yard line, and that's enough to move the sticks as Wheeler makes the catch.
That's about the only kind of pass you can effectively throw here is a little 5-yard stop route or a hitch, whatever you want to call it.
57.3 left to go in the quarter. First down. We wind the clock again as the chains are readjusted along the far side of the field. 48 seconds left to go as Hartley clinging to this 14-7 lead. They have not been able to generate any offense really since the departure of Miles Fleming. Handoff on the first down play, scooting to his left, finding a gap along the far hash and taking the pile inside the 20 to 18 is Micah Coleman. And Coleman is going to have enough for the first down with 30.8 left to go in the third quarter.
That play was supposed to hit off the right guard, and Micah Coleman got up to the hole, jump cut all the way to the left guard, and took it vertical and then carried the pile for about 6 yards after he was hit. It's a tremendous run.
Last week he had 7 carries for 68 yards, 27 ticks left to go. And Kirkbride's going to have to come out of this contest. There's blood or something perhaps on his uniform or something coming off.
I don't know.
But he's been ordered out for a play.
Maybe it was on the field. I don't know. I'm watching a trainer work on him right now.
Working on his right leg. I think there could be a little blood dripping down his right leg. Laster rolling, looking, gunning underneath. Pass is caught. A good job defensively on the play by the Hawks as he made the catch, but then Huser's right on top of him. And that's going to end probably the third quarter of play as the clock ticks down to zeros, and that'll do it. No flags in the field. We play three. Eastmore driving. The Hawks need some defense. It's regional semifinal action. Doesn't get more dramatic than this on the CCL Game of the Week, presented by the Bob Boyd Auto Family here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
Hi, I'm Vince DeAndrea from Miracle Motor Mart. We've been a family business serving the Columbus community for over 28 years. To us, being a family business means we treat every customer like family. We have two locations, one on the corner of Morse Road and Cleveland Avenue, and the other on East Main Street with a full service center. We have about 400 vehicles in stock. Visit our website at MiracleMotorMart.com and experience the miracle difference. Ask for me, Vince DeAndrea.
College scholarships are available from Education First Credit Union. With the fast rising cost of college tuition, free money is as important as ever. Education First has awarded over $140,000 in scholarships to deserving students. To learn more about Education First Credit Union or to request a scholarship application, contact us today. Education First Credit Union is an equal housing opportunity lender and federally insured by the National Credit Union Administration.
Second down and 7, Eastmore. The handoff going right and coming back to his left again is Cameron Long. Inside the 15, inside the 10, looking for the end zone. Does he get by the pylon? He does for the touchdown. He takes it in on the first play of the fourth quarter, and Eastmore cuts the lead to 1 at 14-13 after the 16-yard run by Cameron Long, who scores on the ground for the second time on the campaign. And now a chance to tie. Hartley in that second quarter, negative 2 yards total offense. They have 93 yards, 61 rushing, 32 passing. Eastmore, 138 yards, and ironically, all on the ground.
Well, that was that jet sweep counter play that they ran earlier in the game for big yards. So,
Ansu to tie the game at 14.
I'll tell you what, they might fake this. Nope, they're not going to.
They'll bring them all together.
They had numbers. Eastmore had numbers. They run that muddle huddle, and you only had 3 defenders on the entire half the field.
Floating snap, bad snap, picked up. Eastmore trying to turn the corner and get in, and they won't do it. Brought down, whipped down on the play. The ball squirted free, and even on the second effort when the ball got free, it was to no avail. So the Hawks cling to the slimmest of leads as we start the fourth quarter. We'll take a break right here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
My name is Attorney Ed Malik of the law firm of Malik & Malik. We are a family law firm with family values. I am proud to practice law together with my 3 sons, Kip, Douglas, and James. Our entire family has attended DeSales, Westerville North, or St. Charles High Schools. It would be Malik & Malik's privilege to discuss with you work-related injuries and auto crash injuries. Thank you, remain safe, and God bless.
Guys, Pickerington Central has their second pick six of the game. This time it's the big fella, Dwayne Carter. They lead Northmont 26-7. And Whitehall has scored on a defensive touchdown of their own. They get the 2-point conversion, and they're tied with Massillon at 17.
Let's go, Central Ohio
teams. Who would have thunk it?
Here, Eastmore scores on the 16-yard run by Long. The PAT failed. Six plays, 40 yards, 2.5 off the clock. We stand at 14-13. Larry, what can the Hawks do on offense right now?
Well, they're going to struggle to pass the ball into this win, so their running attack has to get going. They've got to rely on their offensive line, and they've got to move the ball out of the hole here, because if they don't, Whitehall. Here we go again. I've got Whitehall on the brink. Eastmore's going to play on a short field if Hartley cannot move the football.
We are 9 seconds into the fourth quarter.
Who are you going to kick it to, though? The last time they kicked off, it was a touchdown. So here we go.
Ansu.
Oh, look out.
Line drive. It caught one of the Hartley Hawks up front and went right into the hands of Eastmore. And they catch the ball, and they get it on an incredible kick that hit the Hawks. The up man got it, blitzed right into him, and Travis Clodfelter caught the ball and got it for Eastmore. You couldn't do that again if you tried a million times.
The kicker was trying to just kick a squib kick, and he miskicked it, basically. He hit a line drive and hit the front line, bounced it off the defender. They caught it midair.
Clodfelter was not a clod. He caught it. That one went 12.
It surprised him.
And he got it and then pushed back at midfield. So Eastmore has it first and 10 from the 50-yard line. Nebraska kicker would like to try that, wouldn't he?
Oh, yeah.
Handoff off the right side. A gain of 3, maybe 4 on the play as it goes to Micah Coleman. That was one of the most incredible things I'd ever seen, because Ansu was going for the line drive kick. When he did, it hit the Hartley up man and on the fly bounced off of his chest and hit Clodfelter, who caught it and fell forward, but then the pile pushed him back. And now they have a gain of 4 in that first down play with under 11.5 left to go. It is 2nd and 6 from the Hartley Hawks 46. Four wideouts, a slot to either side, one back in the backfield. Laster back to throw. Looks on the out pattern, the pass is tipped. It falls incomplete. Looking for Wheeler, but tipped at the line of scrimmage.
Well, this would be huge if Hartley could get off the field here on this 3rd and 6.
Kirkbride with the tip. 11-10 left to go. It'll be 3rd down and 6.
Thing is, if Whitehall doesn't... Why, here I go again. If I say Whitehall again, just kick me. If Eastmore doesn't get the first down here, they will punt the ball in the hole, because Hartley has not shown the ability to get it out of there yet.
Would you like a practice kick? Eastmore would like one.
Yes.
3rd down and 6 from the 46-yard line. Belcher was in the backfield, but now he's going to check out the tight end. He'll go on a wing to the bottom. Laster's going to go under center now on a 3rd down and 6. He'll fake a handoff, then hit the second man through with the handoff, and he's got the first down. Hit the pile at the 44 and jumped to his right, found the gap, and got the first down, as Micah Coleman was the guy doing the damage on the play. And that was a strange-looking play.
We used to call that jet wedge. You fake the jet sweep, and the fullback hits the middle. It's the midline play is what it amounts to. And you just wedge block it, and you just push the pile.
11 minutes left to go. Gain of 7 on the play. 1st and 10 from the 39. It didn't look like Belcher knew what the play was, though. Low snap. Laster lost the handle. Picks it up. Rolls to his left, looks downfield, rolling, tucking, going 40, 35, and makes something out of nothing and has a nice gain on the play. Shy of the sticks, but still, he took a negative play when he was able to lose the handle and pick it up and skirt to the outside with 10:40 left to go and get it all the way down to the 32-yard line. It'll be 2nd down there in about 2.5.
Laster picked up the fumble and was looking for his receivers, but the Hartley defensive backs had both receivers just stunned at the line. They wouldn't let him off the line of scrimmage. So he just took it and ran.
The ball's at the 32. They need to get it inside the 30 near the 29.
Well, they're going to run the football here. They're going to give it to the big dog in the backfield here.
That would be Micah Coleman,
yes,
who's
sir.
To the right.
Nope.
And yep, he does get it on the delay. He's got the first down.
Uh-oh.
And that coughs up the football inside the 30-yard line. Hawks say they have it at the 29. Eastmore says they got it back.
I think Eastmore got it.
It looked like they had two guys at the Warriors right around the football, and I thought Eastmore was going to get it, because they were able to corral. They had one guy to the left and one guy to the right.
We can't see many more goofball plays than we've seen tonight.
And Eastmore has got it back on the recovery at the 29-yard line.
There's some hitting going on out there. This is a physical, physical football game.
On top of that, it's a first down. It looked to me like Andrew Ladd was the last guy on the pile. It was either he or Sabian Lycan Orkins, the center. So, 1st and 10 from the 29-yard line with 10:20 left to go. Hawks lead Eastmore 14-13. Handoff. Coleman pushes the pile. Gets it inside the 27 or near the 26-yard line. Glad to have you aboard on stgabrielradio.com or AMA20. And by the way, if you know some friends that want to listen online, tell them to go to stgabrielradio.com. Click on Listen Live, and voila, there we are in living radio color.
Voila.
Coleman now, 12 carries, 58 yards, replacing Grace Sawyer. And also Edwards. Laster wants to throw. Goes back, guns, ooh, and pressure was there. Well, it looked to me like Philip Cole hit him a little early.
He got there early.
And he got away with it.
Yes, he did.
A little slant pattern. Pass falls incomplete with 9.5 left to go. So mark the ball back at the 26-yard line.
Well, they have two plays here because they theoretically could kick the extra or kick a field goal because of the wind, but because of the bad snaps, I don't think they're going to risk that.
No.
So this is four down territory.
Harris to the bottom, Wheeler to the top. In the slot to the bottom, it is long. Coleman in the backfield. Long now in motion to the top of the set. Laster with a snap to his left, rolls right. Kirk rides there, gets around him, skirts the corner, tries to get by Mason Sawyer and tightropes the sidelines and gets what he can.
And end up at about a third and a four, third and five maybe.
He had to zig to get by Kirkbride and zag to get by Sawyer. And when he zagged, he got near the sideline. So he stepped out at the 24-yard line with 9:26 left to go.
Well, that's the big play, obviously, for both teams.
Fourth down, long four, short five. And Harris to the bottom, Wheeler to the top. Hawks trying to play defense one more time. Laster from the gun. And a whistle. And a timeout going to be taken by Bishop Hartley. So the Hawks burn a timeout. We'll pause for 30 seconds here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AMA 20.
Life insurance is one of those subjects that make people want to change the subject rather than admit they probably don't have enough. That's why State Farm agent Kevin Smith in Columbus focuses on how the benefits of life insurance actually live on by asking people to think in terms of life without having to sell the house insurance or life without having to give up college insurance. Find out how the benefits of life insurance can live on for your family. Call State Farm agent Kevin Smith in Columbus and put the life back in life insurance.
Guys, a bunch of games going to the fourth quarter. Davidson has a 17-7 lead over Springfield. Pickerington Central 26-7 over Northmont. And Olentangy Liberty on a 44-yard Mitchell Oakley run has a 10-0 lead over Reynoldsburg.
Ooh, that's a shocker. 9:24 left to go in this one. Fourth down and all of four. Maybe four and a half with the ball resting just inside the 25-yard line. If you're the Hawks defensively, you took that timeout. What do you tell your team?
Well, I mean, you got to come out with some kind of defensive pressure, first of all, because you want him to get rid of the football quickly. You know you're going to be a man coverage. So I think right here, a stop and go is a perfect call if you're Eastmore. Go out, run a five-yard stop, and roll out of it and go for the go route and try to get all of it.
Three wide to the bottom, one to the top. Laster straight back to throw. Pressure on from Kirkbride. Rolls to his left. Looks, wants to throw. Throws into the end zone. Has his man, and the pass is caught for the touchdown. In the left corner of the end zone, Eastmore gets the score.
That
and the pass is caught on the play by Napoleon Harris on the run. Laster with the throw and Harris with the catch.
Off the line, I was watching Napoleon Harris. He was the widest receiver, and he was running a slant and go. And the defender for Hartley literally grabbed his jersey, wouldn't let him go because he knew he had him beat. And he just stemmed the route up to the gold paint in the end zone and turned it back to the corner. He was open. Nothing you could do about it.
24-yard touchdown pass. Napoleon Harris, his eighth touchdown catch for the campaign. Do you go for two here?
Yeah, well, they're going to line up to kick for one, but they're going to end up going for two.
Eastmore had about 15 on the field there at one time.
Well, they had the extra point team and the offense. So
good work if you can get it. So they take a timeout now. So Eastmore's taking a timeout. Open that door one more time here, if you will. Each team with two timeouts remaining with 9:16 left to go. So it's 19-14 the tally in this one. If you're Hartley, you thought you had him in a good situation there. You had a fourth down scenario, and Laster, with his composure, rolled, and a beautiful pass to strike to Wheeler, the near corner of the end zone. for the touchdown.
It's just, it's the same thing that Hartley does to teams all the time. It's good athletes making good plays in great situations, and that's really what this was. The Eastmore duo of quarterback to receiver was just a little bit better. Now, obviously, Hartley's one play away from taking the lead back, but that's for a few minutes later down the road here. We got a two-point conversion. This is a huge two-point conversion.
And if you're the Hawks, when you get the ball back, you're going to call on everything you've got offensively.
Well, it's time for the offensive line to be dominant.
Hartley's run only seven plays in the second half for a net of negative 2 yards. Eastmore beating Hartley at their own game. The two-point try from the three-yard line now. Laster will have two backs in the backfield, one wide to either side. From the gun, he stands back at his 8-yard line, gets the snap, rolls to his right, looks, dumps underneath, pass, incomplete. The receiver went to the out pattern. He threw it to the inside. There was nobody there. The closest guy was a Hartley Hawk, so the pass falls incomplete, and we stay at 19-14.
I was actually kind of surprised they threw it there because I thought if you went to the four wides, they might have been able to run the football because they've been very successful running the football, and I just thought they might be able to run the football in from there.
Laster, 24 yards to Harris for the touchdown, 9 plays, 50 yards, and 2:32 comes off the clock. Eastmore on top in this one by a count of 19-14. If you're just joining us, injuries galore in this one. Savon Edwards out with an injury for Eastmore. Haven't seen him since the first quarter in limited time. Then Tyree Gray Sawyer out with an injury as well, too. The guy that splits time with Edwards normally in the backfield. On the other side for the Hartley Hawks, the quarterback, Miles Fleming, goes out. Jalen January has been less than 100%. Philip Cole kind of twisted an ankle. He's still been playing. So the Hawks have some work to do, down by 5. And a reminder, you are listening to WVSG Columbus St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
Now, the last time we did this, we had one of the goofiest plays we've seen all year, which was the kick went right off the front line of the Hartley Hawks and bounced right back to Eastmore Warriors. So here we go again.
That's what set things up for Eastmore.
Well,
and I said you couldn't do it again if you tried, but we'll find out.
And you know, Hartley ran the last kickoff that they caught back for a touchdown. So where do you want to kick this thing? On the ground, I think.
Ansu has it teed up, smack dab in the middle of the field, going right to left. And it's a high kick, and it's going to bounce inside the 8-yard line. That's where Angela Evans has it at the 7 to the 10.
What he did the last time.
20-25, and takes it up to the 29-yard line. And two guys to beat, but got it up to the 29-yard line. He returns it about 22 yards on the play, so the Hawks will have it 1st and 10, down by 5. Not a familiar situation for the Hawks. They've lost 2 games this season. As Bishop Hartley, and we mentioned the fact that, you know, for Bishop Hartley, they lost week 1 against Toledo Central Catholic, then again in week 4 to Clinton Massey. 34-31 the tally in that one. It was 42-17 in the first week. 9:11 left to go. The Hawks have it. Ryan Hughes are running the offense. 1st and 10 from the 29-yard line. Cole in motion. Handoff, first man throughs, got it. Got a nice gain and pushing the pile and gaining about 10 yards on the play. Mason Sawyer will move the sticks. In fact, he indeed does pick up 10 and has a Hawk first down. Forward progress out to the 40-yard line.
They went with basically a no-back set there. They had Mason Sawyer offset to the side. Each ran a quick trap over the right guard. Hartley needs to move this offensive line forward and be physical like they usually are, but they really run into a tough defensive front. This Eastmore front has been incredibly active and very athletic.
Got Tucson there. It's like an H-back in the backfield. Huser under center. Sawyer the up back. 1st and 10 from the 40 for the Hawks. And a whistle and a flag and delay a game called against Bishop Hartley. They took too long. And the first and 10 is going to be a 1st and 15 for the 35.
See, what this officiating crew did so well is they're keeping the game moving. They knew it was a first down. They spotted the ball and chopped the clock right away, and Hartley wasn't ready.
8:25 left to go in this one. Hawks down by 5. First down handoff. Jalen January picks up most of the penalty yardage, about 4, but now they're going to have a 2nd down and 11. Knowing Bishop Hartley, could they be in a 4-down scenario here?
Yes, absolutely. Because they know punting the football into this wind is not going to go very far, so they're only going to lose about 25 yards in field position. They need 4 downs to be able to get this yardage.
Tucson out, Evans in. He goes to the top of the formation.
Now, you can still throw the ball into this wind. You're just not going to be as effective.
Might be time for a Kirkbride pass play somewhere down the road here. Huser, quick pop. It goes to Philip Cole to the short side, and Eastmore swarms him. back at the 37-yard line. He got the ball and had nowhere to go.
The last time I saw a ball move like that, it was a baseball. I mean, that
Bill
football,
Negro.
That football looked like a knuckleball coming out there. It was a tight spiral, and it dipped, and it broke to the outside about a foot, foot and a half. The wind is really affecting these balls.
Loss of one, third and 12 from the 38. Under 7.5 left to go. Hawks down by 5.
Hartley will be forced to go for it, or I don't know. It's tough. Look out.
User rolling to his left. Pressure on! He's hit and tries to throw it away at the last minute, and that's just kind of flung it.
Yep, that's going to be a penalty, I think. There's nobody near it.
Waiting to see a flag. Haven't seen it tossed yet.
There's nobody near it.
The officials are going to confer, and now they toss the flag.
Yep, it had to be. It's just a sack where he would have been anyhow.
So now I think you do
have to
punt the ball.
You don't have a choice.
So the Hawks will punt the ball now. 7:10 left to go. And that carries a loss of down as well, too. So mark it back. And the Hawks will be forced to punt. And again, dealing with this breeze.
Now, if you're Eastmore, you want to pressure, but you do not want to rough this punter. You don't need anything crazy here. They don't have a personal protector back there, so this could be a fake. This is a Hartley formation for fake.
He's going to punt it. Cameron Long standing in midfield. The ball's not going to make it there. It's going to trickle across the 45. It was touched by a Hawk back at the 45. Rolled forward to the 48-yard line. The Hawk, I think, thought that the Warrior had the ball
touch his knee
at around the 46-yard line, but the officials are saying no. Hartley was the first to touch the ball. So with 6:59 left to go, Eastmore gets it back. Now, I've got each team unofficially with two timeouts remaining here in the second half.
Well, Eastmore will be very, very happy to run the football. And what Hartley does best is stop the run. So you're going to see a whole bunch of collisions up here in the line of scrimmage.
26 yards on the wind-blown punt.
And Eastmore's been very effective when the runs have bounced. When they start them up inside and bounce to the outside, their running backs have done a tremendous job. Especially in this situation, Long has been very good.
Coleman and Long in the backfield right now, and a good job, too, by Micah Coleman.
Run
of that load.
He's run up inside very well tonight.
With the loss of Savon Edwards and Grace Sawyer, they readjust now to either side of Laster on this first down play. Hartley showing blitz on the delay. They hand it off. There's nothing there. Sawyer undercut him at the 45, but the ball carrier fell forward to the 44-yard line. So they'll pick up a couple on the play. It'll be a gain of two. It'll be second down and 8 after the gain of two by Micah Coleman.
Sawyer for Hartley just came up, and he just pitchforked that thing. He just came right through an open gap and just submarined to play.
Second down and 9 from the 44-yard line. The clock, an ally now of Eastmore, the enemy of Bishop Hartley from the 44. Two wide to the top, one to the bottom, one back to either side of Laster from the gun. Hand goes up by the back judge, under 5 seconds, 3, 2, snaps it, hands it off, under the lay. And again, they go for the ankles, and they don't let go. Riding cowboy, Mason Sawyer just grabbed on to Coleman.
And Coleman dragged him, I don't know, what, 3 yards? Maybe four
approaching
yards.
6 minutes left to go, halfway through this final quarter. Third down and 10 from the 45-yard line. Hartley trailing Eastmore 19-14. We mentioned the injury situation for both of these teams. Miles Fleming now designated as a spectator for this contest. Same thing for two running backs for Eastmore.
We've got to have a penalty here on Eastmore, I think.
Third down. Hand off and nothing there. That was a weird play that time as coming back to get the ball was Cameron Long. And when he came back, he kind of fell down. I don't know if something happened to him. I think something physically happened to him because he came back. It was that play, Larry, where he comes back to the ball and then reverses his field. But as soon as he got the ball, he immediately went down like something happened to his leg. And he's down at the 48-yard line with 5:40 left to go. And the ball carry right now is Cameron Long, and he's just writhing in pain right at the 47-yard line. Let's go back to the studios of AMA 20. Ryan and Lee have been checking out the scores of other contests. And as they attend to the injured Warrior, Ryan and Lee, what scores do you have, sir?
Well, Pickerington Central, guys, has just gotten their third pick six of the game. This time
Holy
it was Jaquan Crawford. They have a 33-7 lead over Northmont. Whitehall trailing Maslin right now 23-17, but the Rams just recovered their third fumble of the game, so Whitehall has the ball in that one. And then, guys, a game that has interest for the winner of this one tonight, Sheridan has a 20-0 lead over Granville in Region 11.
Cameron Long is the third Eastmore running back to limp off the field in this contest, setting up a punting situation now for the Warriors. Do you send the kitchen sink
I
if
think
you're
you do. Absolutely. Because they've struggled with their long snaps, first of all night. And, you know, you just need one guy to break through.
And Sue standing back at his own 40-yard line. It's a floating snap. Pressure on by Kirkbride. Can't get there in time. There's the punt. It's high. It doesn't go that far. Hits at the 20, though, and takes inside the 15, inside the 10. Why did you touch it? And it's down inside the 6-yard line.
Because he could.
Yeah.
It would have only gone to about the 4. It was heading out of bounds.
43 yards before it's down on the play by Napoleon Harris with 5:15 left to go. Hartley has this task. They have to go the length of the field. They're down by 5. They have a backup quarterback. They have a starting tailback that's less than 100%. The clock reads 5:15 left to go. 19-14. Eastmore at 10-1 leads Hartley at 9-2.
Well, they need Philip Cole to make something happen or Angelo Evans to make something happen. They're the game breakers back there.
First and 95.
Yep.
Ooh. They hand it off and they barely keep it out of the end zone. Philip Cole was whipped down inside the 2-yard line as he went from the top to the bottom of your radio dial, if you will, and Eastmore ready for it.
Elijah Jennings, he just swam through. He just did an arm over, swim move, and just made the tackle for a loss of 4.
Second down and 14 from the 1.
They got to get it out of there.
They hand it off and they get it up to the 5, maybe the 6-yard line. That time they go straight ahead with Mason Sawyer.
A little trap play. Step the left guard around to the right side.
Larry, as we look at the clock again, with time ticking down to 4.5 left to go, is this, even though deep in your own territory, 4-down territory?
Only if it's a 4th and less than 3. The game will be over if you don't get it, obviously.
3rd down and 9 from the 6 for the Hawks.
But it may be over if you punt it, so you're... I always hate this when you're coaching.
Timeout going to be taken on the field. Timeout taken by Bishop Hartley. They burn a timeout. We'll take a break for 30 seconds here on the CCL Game of the Week on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
Hi, I'm Mike DeAndrea from Miracle Motor Mart. Did you know that 2 years ago in the United States, auto dealers leased more cars that year than in any other year? Now these lease returns are coming back, and because there are so many vehicles available, prices are low. Check out our website at MiracleMotorMart.com and view around 400 vehicles well below normal retail value. Interest rates and prices are at all-time lows, so it is a great time to buy a car at MiracleMotorMart.com.
Guys, Springfield has just scored off of a defensive fumble return for a touchdown. They still trail Davidson, though, 17-14. Ethan Brown has a touchdown run for Dublin Kaufman. They lead Whitmer 43-20.
4:14 left to go. 3rd down and 9. Bishop Hartley from their 6-yard line. If the Hawks pull it off, Larry will go down on the field and talk to Brad Birchfield.
Well, that's the worst thing, is that they're only at their own 6. You know, they've used up about 1.5 minutes of this clock, and they haven't been able to move but 1 yard.
And they only have 1 timeout remaining.
Correct.
Huser from the gun, rolling to his right, wants to throw, puts it downfield, and a pass incomplete just out of the outstretched arms of the Hartley wide receiver at the 18-yard line, who's slow to get up, and that's Philip Cole.
Well, Huser threw the ball about 3 or 4 yards before Philip Cole came out of his break because he had to. If he didn't throw it, it was going to be a safety, and Hartley's going to be forced to punt. They really don't have much of a choice here.
4:09 left to go.
But they've been known to fake it even from this situation. So if you're Eastmore, I'm surprised they have anybody back at all to return this kick.
And they do have one man deep.
They should just play defense.
Harris standing back sort of deep at his 30-yard line. Actually, it's the Hartley 30. And Mahan rolls an extra step or two and just hangs it up there. It will hit at the 30 and trickle across the 30. Ooh, it's touched by Sawyer around the 34-yard line. It kind of bounced right into his breadbasket.
He's trying to help it along.
4 minutes left to go in this one. Bishop Hartley needs to make a stand. 28 yards, no return on the punt. Eastmore has it on a short field. Everything tilted their direction now. Up by five in this regional semifinal matchup. The winner to take on the winner of Thornville Sheridan and Granville. And right now, Sheridan on top for that contest. Hartley.
If Eastmore can snap the ball six plays, they're going to run this clock pretty much out. Six or seven plays. So if they can get a first down or get six or seven plays, because Hartley only has one timeout left, and you can run 30-plus seconds off each time. So
Wheeler top, Harris bottom. Coleman in the backfield, along with Belcher. Hand off. Coleman gets to the 35.
Oh, second effort. 35, 30, 25, and all the way down to the 21-yard line. He was knocked and stopped at the 34-yard line, bounced off at the far hash, and got away. And the Hawks didn't see him, and he's got the first down. They're going to mark him down at the 22-yard line, 12 yards on the game.
Ty Belcher threw a great block on Huser, but Huser had him wrapped up at about the 35-yard line. But because of the block, he just simply couldn't bring him down.
3:53 and ticking now in this contest.
You have to tip your hat to this Eastmore running game. They have just been dynamic. They're physical, they're strong, and they don't quit. Their feet keep churning.
First and 10 at the 22 of the Hawks. Laster on the delay, hands it off inside the 20, and backing his way to the 16-yard line is Micah Coleman.
If he had thrown that ball, I think everybody on the Eastmore side would have fallen out of the seats. Like, if you're Hartley, Eastmore's going to run the football here. They're not going to stop the clock to help you.
3:15 and ticking now. They're going to mark it officially at the 17, so it's second down and five from there.
Now, what Eastmore would really like to do here is they'd like to gain about 4 yards and get to a third and one. You don't want to get the first down too early. You know what I mean? You want to run clock. Clock is the game here. It's not the yardage. It's not a touchdown.
Second and five. Two backs in the backfield. Laster from the gun. Sees the hand up from the back. Judge calls for the snap. They get it. They get the ball down to around the 15-yard line, and they push the pile back. Pretty much it's going to be Coleman, because he's about the only guy left in the backfield for Eastmore. They've lost three running backs in this game.
Yep.
With 2.5 left to go.
They just chopped the clock, so Eastmore will get this under the 2-minute situation. So Hartley will probably use their last timeout after this play, I would guess.
Hartley needs to make a defensive stand, then come up with a big play on offense. Catholic League power up against it. Coleman, 17 carries. That's a game high. 77 yards. Laster rolling.
Oh, my.
Right. Throwing. Pass falls. Is it caught or incomplete?
Caught.
They're going to say it's caught inside the 10-yard line. The Hawks can't believe it. They make the catch. They have the completion. And it is caught on the play by Wheeler with 2:02 left to go. And that is a first down, and that is huge.
I cannot believe they threw the football there. It's just an amazing thing. They had that much confidence that you could throw the football there and get it. And now we're going to be under 2 minutes, and the clock is running, and Hartley has one timeout left.
1:55, 1:54, 1:53 left to go. And again, Marquise Laster is just going to watch that back, Judge. When that hand goes up, he knows there's 5 seconds to snap the ball. He's going to eat as much of that clock as he can. He didn't even wait that time, just handed off.
They should have waited.
And they take it off the right-hand side and get it down inside the 8. I assume if you're the Hawks right now, you're just tackling that football, right?
Absolutely.
Is Coleman on the carry again? I guess the question for Eastmore in future weeks, if they survive this one, is who is left healthy for the Warriors in the offensive backfield?
Well, all of them look like they were a little boogered up, and they're obviously going to have some sore ankles, but they're Eastmore kids. They're tough kids, too.
And I think we saw the value of Miles Fleming in this contest once he went out with that injury.
Yeah, and Huser did a good job at quarterback. You just don't have the threat. It's not the same threat.
They talk about controlling the trenches and the line of scrimmage, and that's what Eastmore was able to do in this contest. They dominated the line. A guy like Lovelace, undersized at 175, was always shooting through. Coleman again around the right-hand side, and he's going to be brought down at around the 5-yard line.
Coleman on the carry.
Timeout, Hartley.
And a flag just tossed right now.
Whoa.
Late flag with about 50 seconds left in this contest.
Come on, Hawks. Keep your hands up. Keep your hands up.
Officials gathering along the far side. The flag officially at the 7-yard line.
If that's on Hartley, that will pretty much seal the deal, I think.
Waiting for a signal from our referee, Mark Kling. Personal foul. It is a face mask call against the Hawks. So move it half the distance to the goal now.
And it's a first down.
49.6 left to go.
They'll just take a knee.
It's at 49.6. They want to reset the game clock to 51 seconds.
Hey, that 1.4 could be critical.
Hey, great job by this crew tonight.
I'm telling you, they have done a fantastic job.
Mark Kling, Dan Hill, Lance Rice, Matt Karpinski, Scott Welker, and Chris Myers.
They were in total control of this game. I mean, they hustled the whole time. They didn't just speed things up at the end. They were hustling the whole game. Good crew. This is a good crew.
Laster under center. Does he just take a knee? He does. Even inside the 3-yard line, he will take a knee.
Yep. Well, yeah, the last thing you want to do is score.
They still have the Hawks with one timeout remaining.
Because if they score, they give the ball back to Hartley. So you don't want to do that. Under any circumstances, you have the game won right now.
See, when they reset with 30 seconds left to go,
they have to snap it one more time, and this game will be history.
And they gather at the line of scrimmage. And Eastmore coming up the line. Laster under center one more time.
Final 15 seconds.
Looks at the clock, takes a knee, and that'll do it. With 12 seconds left to go, and Eastmore will live to fight another day. And the season ends for Bishop Hartley here tonight as Eastmore, the City League champs, if you will, from the South, come through with a victory. They survive injuries and get by Bishop Hartley 19-14.
Well, you know, Hartley's inability to move the ball in the second half was huge. I mean, Miles Fleming going out. But you know, you have to tip your hat to Eastmore here. And one thing that's kind of unique now, and this is kind of strange, I think in every year the Hartleys won a state championship, they didn't win the league. And every year they won the league, they didn't win the state championship. It's kind of strange. So I don't know if there's anything mystical about that, but this has been a great Hartley football team to watch this year.
It's been a tremendous program, not only this year, but under the entire tenure of Brad Birchfield, and absolutely, they come up just short in this one. 19-14, the final tally. We'll take a break, and Larry and I will wrap up our season when we come back on the CCL Game of the Week, presented by the Bob Boyd Auto Family here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AMA 20.
So it's two.
This is Bobby Dawes for Bob Boyd Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Lancaster, where our loyal customers have grown to expect great service, and it all starts with the right deal. Get $7,000 off MSRP on a new Jeep Cherokee during Jeep Adventure Days, or up to $10,000 off the all-new Ram 1500 during Ram Power Days. Come see us at Bob Boyd Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram in Lancaster, where the best deals you'll see are always on Route 33 in Lancaster. Good people, great deals. It's the Bob Boyd way.
Education First Credit Union is dedicated to providing our members the best possible loan and savings rates in a friendly and professional manner. We offer savings and checking accounts, certificates of deposit, investment and retirement accounts, and loans including auto, home, and personal. Education First Credit Union is an equal housing opportunity lender, NMLS number 811-029, and federally insured by the National Credit Union Administration.
Hi, my name is Vince DeAndrea. I'm a sales manager at Miracle Motor Mart. I'm inviting you to come out and take a look at the awesome low-mileage vehicles at either of our two locations. We have around 400 cars, trucks, and SUVs to choose from. We have great prices and a friendly sales team whose number one goal is to put you and your family into a vehicle that you're going to love for years. Visit our website today at MiracleMotorMart.com.
And welcome back to Hamilton Township High School, where it's over. Eastmore has ended the season for Bishop Hartley. 19-14, the final tally in this one. Randy Reinhart, Larry Wolf, Greg Sivaldi, Scott Rex, glad to have you aboard. We've got the final numbers in this contest. Total offense for Eastmore, 224 yards, 194 rushing, 30 passing. For Hartley, 95 yards, 65 rushing, 30 passing in this contest. And a net of zero in the second half for Hartley. So that's a telling tale right there. For first downs, it was 18-6, 3-1 margin for Eastmore. Hartley had only one first down in the second half. Turnovers, one committed. by Hartley, and that was actually a pass at the end of the first half, so it really didn't matter. Two penalties for 20 yards for Eastmore. This hurt Hartley, 8 for 77, including four pass interference calls.
Well, the pass interference because the receivers were getting behind their defenders. That's something that hasn't happened to Hartley pretty much probably all year. And they simply would come back to the ball, and the Hartley kids would run into them. And that, I mean, it was an easy call. Most of those were just pretty easy calls. This Eastmore team, they did to Hartley what Hartley's been doing to people all year. I mean, they physically wore them out inside the tackles, and the bounce play. They'd start inside, bounce outside. But if you'd have told me they'd rush for 194 and only pass for 30, I would have said, there's no way. I thought they'd pass for 194 and rush for 30 because I didn't think Hartley's defense would give up 194 yards.
And again, think about it, too. It wasn't so much the punch of the offensive player of the year in the district either in Savon Edwards, nor was it the complimentary work the entire time by Tyree Grace Sawyer. It was the play of guys like Micah Coleman as well, too, and Cameron Long. And big plays as well by Napoleon Harris.
Yep.
To keep them in this contest and then get the touchdown when they needed to get the victory.
Well, that speaks well for the preparation of the Eastmore kids. I mean, the coaching staff at Eastmore, obviously, you're not going to practice your second, third, and fourth running backs as much as you practice your first running back. But those kids were ready to come in, and they contributed, and they contributed well. And Eastmore came from behind, missed the extra point, right? We get a bad snap, and they missed the point. And Hartley has a chance to survive this 14-13, and Eastmore wouldn't let them off the hook.
Final stats of this contest for Eastmore. Coleman, 18 carries, 78 yards. Laster with 6 of 14 passing, 30 yards and a touchdown. And also, Long had 7 carries for 42 yards and a score. For Hartley, January, 11 carries, 36 yards. And team passing for Hartley, the combination of Huser and Fleming, 3 of 7 for 30 yards and a pick. And the season ends for the Hawks tonight, 19-14. We'll take a break and come back one final time to Hamilton Township High School on the CCL Game of the Week, presented by the Bob Boyd Auto Family here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
I've heard the complaint many times that people in ministry should stop talking so much about chastity and just focus on more pressing social justice issues. But anyone who's worked with young people knows better than to make that false distinction. Well-documented studies show that the younger a teenage girl gives up her virginity, the more likely she is to live below the poverty line. Teenage girls who are promiscuous are 6 times more likely to attempt suicide, and boys are 2 times more likely to suffer from depression. 25% of college students graduate with an STD. People who wait until marriage almost double their chance of a happy marriage. And according to a study of 14,000 teens, those who were abstinent in high school were 60% less likely to be expelled, 50% less likely to drop out, and nearly twice as likely to graduate from college. We can't pretend to care about things like justice and poverty if we don't care about the purity of our young people. This is Chris Stefanik from RealLifeCatholic.com.
Education First Credit Union is your total mortgage source. Whether you are looking to buy your first home, refinance your existing home, or take advantage of your home's equity, we are a mortgage lender you can trust. We take pride in providing the most comprehensive line of mortgage products at very competitive rates and terms. Education First Credit Union is an equal housing lender, NMLS number 811029, and federally insured by the National Credit Union Administration.
We at Solazzo Marble and Granite cheer on our Catholic high school teams. We are Ohio's premier provider of gorgeous marble, granite, travertine, and stone tile with the largest selections in the area. Our stone experts are knowledgeable and professional with a 50-year reputation for completing projects on time and on budget. Visit our warehouse and personally select the right stone for your home. Online at solazzomarble.com.
And welcome back one final time to Hamilton Township High School. It's all over for Bishop Hartley. They fall to Eastmore tonight, 19-14 in regional semifinal action. Randy Reinhart, Larry Wolf, and the entire crew. And we talked about it in the open. The question I asked you was, could Hartley stop the playmakers of Eastmore? They did a good job for most of the contest, but when Eastmore needed the big play, they had one more big play than the Hawks did tonight.
Well, the running backs just continued to churn their legs. They were stopped numerous times in the backfield for losses of 5, 6, 7, 8 yards, and they'd end up either getting back to the line of scrimmage or gaining 7 or 8 yards. And I can't tell you how many times they did that. And it wasn't the running backs, it wasn't the weapons we thought. You know, we thought Savon would have a big night. Man, you got to tip your hat to this Eastmore team. The preparation, their coaching staff and all that, they did a great job getting multiple kids ready to play tonight. So.
And Brad Birchfield will say you can't use injuries as a crutch at all. You have to look at Eastmore and tip your cap to them because they came ready to play and did the job. And guys like Harris and Coleman and Long did the number in this contest when they needed the big plays. And let's not forget last year as a leader at quarterback.
And let's not forget the defensive side. Eastmore shut down a potent Hartley offense. We've seen Hartley just steamroll people.
We saw a 175-pounder doing a job tonight, Mr. Lovelace.
Couldn't block him.
All right, Larry, as we wrap it up, your thoughts about this season here in 2018. Any fond memories or things you'll carry away from this campaign?
Most of which I can't say on the air. Yes. The whole group in the booth is laughing because they know what I'm talking about. We had some great times here with some fantastic football games. I mean, we had a couple very emotional wins by Waterston Eagles. Just great wins for that program. We saw a Reedy team that played maybe the craziest schedule in the state of Ohio.
Right.
I mean, all the teams that they played that were 9-1, 8-2, 7-3.
Be careful what you wish for.
I know. You want
the Mid-State League.
Yeah.
You got it.
Yeah, maybe you ought to start traveling 300 miles to play people
Minford,
again.
Blinford and Schminford again, right?
Yeah, East Jibip and West Jibip because they ended up with just a brutal schedule. But we saw them with an incredible win over Academy, 56-42.
And the little man still has a place in Mr. Foley.
And then we saw a knock him down, drag him out with DeSales and Hartley. Just the bludgeon.
And you hope that St. Charles has turned the corner as well, too, with Dee Coker as a new head coach. And hopefully Coach Aiello can do the same number with Newark Catholic
if
as well.
If they haven't turned the corner, they can see the corner from here.
Right.
You know what I mean? They may not be around the corner, but they can see it. It's right there in front of them. A good off season. Maybe they turn 3 wins or 4 wins into 5 wins or 6 wins, and then you never know.
Can't say enough for our brothers up here in the press box with Scott Rex and Greg Savaldi and Larry, and I'm happy to be a part of this team. Tonight it was a team effort because we literally only saw 60 yards of this field. We were getting
time
updates.
Who saw 60? I saw about 40.
Time updates from Greg and Scott with stat updates, and Larry would open the door so we could occasionally see a part of the scoreboard. But, my goodness, we love doing this. Our hats off to everybody, too, at St. Gabriel Catholic Radio.
Fun.
And the great sponsors and supporters. We do this for you, too. Thank you for listening, whether it's on the radio or online. We can't tell you how much we enjoy this. We said this before. This is our bowling league, basically, but we try to give you insights and information that a lot of people don't. And with the scoreboard expertise of Ryan and Lee that they have, I don't think anybody around delivers the package that we do week in and week out when it comes to high school football. And it's our pleasure to serve you and to serve God, too. What a season it's been. Gentlemen in the booth here, thank you very much for all that you've done. We appreciate it. And don't forget, coming up in just a moment, it will be the AMA 20 Scoreboard Show presented by ThisWeekSports.com and Rev Local Digital Marketing. Ryan and Lee have all the scores, highlights, and interviews with the coaches right up until 11 o'clock. We're going to open the door and blow on out of here. And I do mean blow on out of here.
You might blow back that breeze.
It has been a very feisty night there with Mother Nature. But thank you for listening all season long. And we'll say it one final time. This has been the CCL Game of the Week, presented by the Bob Boyd Auto Family here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AMA 20. Good night, and God bless.
You have been listening to the CCL Football Game of the Week. The CCL Football Game of the Week was brought to you by the Bob Boyd Auto Family. Your play-by-play announcer tonight was Randy Reinhardt, along with color analyst Coach Larry Wolf. We would like to thank you for listening to the CCL Football Game of the Week all season long. Get all the playoff scores with the AMA 20 Scoreboard Show next.
Now's the perfect time to complete your college degree.